Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on Kaya959.
Listen, I want us to have a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So last week, something happened. I get a call. It's a number in Ngayazi. It's my friend's wife,
okay.
Right? It's a new number. Cool.
Okay.
So it was about business. We barely talk, but yeah, it's about business.
Mm.
And then I save her number. So I've got a thing where I save a phone number like Nkanka Gasfiso.
Oh, of course.
Or Mpogasol.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And then I share this on Twitter and I ask people, is this how they also save numbers?
Mm.
Right? And I'm expecting, oh, yeah, we do that. The overwhelming response was, why me? Not do I have my friend's wife's number? And why am I saving my friend's wife's number? I'm like, why not? I've always done it.
Mm.
Generally with all my friends, and it's a thing that happens naturally. It's not like I'm like, hey, sis abangan manje, can I have your wife's number?
No, but you know, if we're being honest.
That would be creepy. Like, hey,
yeah, exactly. If we're being honest, in the world of being an adult, you should have contact details of the people, the emergency contacts of the people that you spend the most time with, right?
Yes.
So if you are Saul or Juliet and I spend a lot of time with you, surely I should have either your mother, your spouse's, your siblings' number.
Yes.
Should anything happen, there needs to be somebody that I could call. Otherwise, if I don't have your wife's number and anything happens, mfonela ban.
Or your husband's number.
And I come across as the irresponsible one.
Mm.
If we spend a lot of time together, I should have an emergency number for you. And if you're married, your spouse would be the first point of call.
That's what I thought was the normal adult thing to do.
And you, like you were saying, Saul, it's like, you know, it's organic, right? So you get it like, maybe I'm planning a baby shower or a birthday party.
Yes. And then you steal the number and then you call me.
Yes.
Right? And then I save you as Smuda's wife, Juliet.
Mm.
Yeah. Ah!
But it's the boundaries also, because then you get people, I don't know, not my relationships or friendships, whereby they go to the extent of asking for your spouse for money, or you know, you do get those people.
You see,
the boundaries then come in there. That's why other people have issues with maybe sharing their spouse's numbers and all of that. Yeah.
But even then, if your friend were to cross that boundary, you have every right to actually call them to order.
Yeah.
Because how dare you? Do you get what I mean?
Agree.
But if you solely have the number for emergency purposes, you should have that number for emergency purposes. You should.
Let's be honest. The only reason, especially a lot of amachita are saying, no, my friends can't have my wife's number. Yes. It's the paranoia. It's the insecurity. Ukuthi laba benzanani.
And the thing is like, if you are not a dodgy human being, there is no way you would think your partner is automatically dodgy. It means when
dodge.
And also, it also speaks on the friendship.
Mm.
Isn't it built on
trust.
Respect,
and
trust, and love?
Yes.
Like, who aren't you trusting? Are you not trusting your partner, or are you not trusting your friends now?
That's a massive dynamic.
Let's have a conversation. Yay or nay, do you save your friend's partner's number on your phone? And if you have a problem with that, why?
So you're right. You can't be an adult and not have your friend's wife's number. Yeah, maybe if it's a girlfriend and then maybe they are not that serious, then that's fine. You can say I don't need the number. But if something were to happen to me, I would rather someone that I call a friend breaks the news to my spouse rather than HR calling them and saying, hey, this guy got into an accident or something like that. So, yeah,
I do not know abanye abantu banjani, but my friends in most cases nina ama number wa my girlfriend wabo awana ama number womuntu wami if I'm not mistaken. But I think as people we have to have that boundary ukuthi nina ama number womuntu oso self control kahle kahle nina ama number womuntu oso ask for ukuthi if ngiyamfuna angimtholi emergency number or something phela.
We said that's the thing. Me having my friend's wife's number, it doesn't mean we are now friends.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, ngamblocka no gumblocka.
Yes.
Utanga view status sami.
Yes.
It'll just one day
boundaries.
You will need that number. Mm. I can't now just say, good morning, Mpo.
Mm.
How was your day today? Now that is really being weird.
Yes, agreed.
Sorry, Zolimala, Zolimala, Lota. Mina, wune, auti, behambi, nyamalale. Imele yake, tatama namba, amiguti, shaling, phone, linge, uti, mele, nkuzi, auti, yake, upe, amatrax, yonge, lendole. Awu, namhlanje, seba, shatile, amanamba, umse, watili, chilo, se, umuto, mubi, according to le, ameli, lea. Ikosh, uti, wana, beifuna, nigim. And as I'm wafuna, manamba, wa, hiyo, be, telephone, la, mina, manga, tole, auti, yake. Ifo, la, mina, hey, yes, umuto, so, yang, shupa, hai, mina, zomiega, hey, wash, katrima.
But you see, this is where boundaries come in. The first time that happened, that's when you needed to talk to your friend and say, do you get what I mean?
Mm.
In a very respectful way to say, I think she's crossing the boundaries. I don't like the kind of conversations that she's calling me to have about you as Impinjami. Simple.
Boundaries, simple.
Boundaries.
Hi, Sol and the team. I don't see a problem, even though I have, but I don't talk to them that much. And yeah, it would be just for emergency, that's it. Not for small talks.
Hi, Ngege. The spouse. No, guys. Rather, if you're looking at it at a point of emergency contact, rather take like of a sibling or the mother. Spouse. I don't want it.
So you don't trust your friends? Why? That's the thing.
His wife.
You. Then you shouldn't. I've got news for you. I don't think you should be married if you don't trust your spouse.
Sometimes as a sort. People that are normally saying that to you while you have your friends' numbers are people that normally have malicious intent. You understand? I really don't think Gucci, there is a problem with having your friend's girlfriend's number or your friend's wife's number. There's really no problem with that. It's just that
true. Yes, like people who say no, my friends can't have my partner's number. So that means when, as maybe I'll make an example of a man.
Mm.
Let's say you're out the country or you're far from home.
Yeah.
And then dingeka indoda, maybe some manpower, maybe there's something faulty and clean. So people don't trust even their friends to say, "Entwana, ngicela ungichekela something and clean. My wife is there."
She must wait.
Yo.
She must wait.
Yo. Hi, guys. Ngandama friendship anjani. Well, I can't even trust my friend to be in the same house as my wife in my absence.
And I would assume that you have somebody in such close proximity because you trust them with your life.
Yes.
So if I cannot trust you with my life, then I cannot trust you with my wife and I cannot trust you with my kids. Why are we even friends to begin off with?
Good question.
I mean, my close friends, partners, now my number, wabo, number now. In case of emergency, I get in next of kin. Ganti next of kin, mele kuwe aban basa spanini kela ba nama contacts when next of kin. Ekbeni spidi sana every day. So mangam choru mganwa yakonu phone ni Mary if kuwe putu mangita oplo muntu besa yamu phone. Yabo nothing untoward about it.
That's why I go next of kin. Ngoba umuntu ohlala kin. Mina nya blocker. All my friends' partners blocked because every time bamfuna, the wife is always checking my status.
You see.
She's the first one to view my status. So block.
Boundaries.
Yeah. And also it helps having your friend's wife's number because sometimes banezinto zabo they're going through, at least your friend will say, "Make phone.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.